Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The ongoing attacks on freedom of the press and suppression of independent media in Hong Kong by Chinese authorities are of deep concern to members of the Media Freedom Coalition, or MFC. Established in 2019, the MFC comprises 50 member states, including the United States, and advocates for media freedom around the world and for the safety of journalists. Local Hong Kong media have intensified self-censorship since the imposition of the National Security Law in June 2020, and prosecutions of media workers in connection with sedition legislation have increased. The Hong Kong authorities' prolonged prosecutions of journalists like the Stan News Team and publishers such as Apple Daily founder Jimmy Lai creates a chilling effect on others in the press and media, warned the MFC in its statement. Mr. Lai was arrested and charged with two counts of conspiracy to collude with foreign forces, including calling for sanctions against Hong Kong and Chinese officials, following Beijing's crackdown on activists after the 2019 pro-democracy demonstrations in Hong Kong. The 76-year-old faces life in prison if found guilty of the charges. Mr. Lai is one of nearly 300 people arrested under these laws. Freedom of the press has been central to Hong Kong's success for many years, noted the MFC statement. Curtailing the space for free expression of alternative views weakens vital checks and balances on executive power. The free flow and exchange of opinions and information is vital to Hong Kong's people, business, and international reputation. We urge the Hong Kong and Chinese authorities to abide by their international human rights commitments and legal obligations and to preserve Hong Kong's high degree of autonomy and respect for universal rights and freedoms, said the MFC statement. The members of the MFC expressed their commitment to always defend media freedom and freedom of expression and continue to stand up for those who are targeted simply for exercising their human rights.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.